What can our God do?
Everything.
That's it, brother. Everything. There is absolutely nothing. All, you know, if we really had faith, we would see him do those kind of things regularly for people. You know, it's, we don't have any faith. You know, the average Christian has no faith. I mean, I was raised up in a church all my life and never saw, I didn't even know there was such things as healings or miracles other than the ones written in the Bible. Because I've never seen such a thing. If you'd ask me, tell me about your answers to prayer. I didn't have any. Isn't that something? That's worse than terrible. Here I was, a deacon, a Sunday school teacher, loved God with all my heart, but never saw him do nothing because I didn't know how to step into the world of faith. He's a faith God. I didn't know how to do that. Nobody told me. Nobody ever taught me how to step into the world of faith. But boy, when you do, it's wonderful. Amen. He really does show up. We got a letter this last week from the couple that was here 2 months ago with a 13-year-old boy that was colorblind. And he was standing right here, and when I prayed for him, he was instantly healed. I mean, his eyes, color, of course, that day, you know, he's looking around, wow, you know, he's seeing all the colors and everything. He's never seen colors. He don't know what color they are. You know, he's seeing colors, but if you've never seen colors, you don't know what red is, right? So mom and dad's having to teach him what colors are, but they said he can see all kinds of colors, you know, I mean, everything. They're teaching him. And said he is just loving it, said he felt terrible at school because he couldn't see colors, and he felt so ashamed and everything. But now then, man, I mean, he's just on fire with them. And of course, he's got a testimony that he should never forget. I hope the boy never forgets who healed him. Amen. It was the King, you know. But you know, if we're not careful, the enemy will steal that miracle away from us, you know. So I think about what you just said about was in a church where you were healed of cancer and they never let you give a testimony. I think about one of the greatest miracles, one of the greatest miracles of healing I've seen was little Bailey Waldrop. And that church, I don't think they've ever allowed her to give that testimony in that church in Hobbs, New Mexico. I know that they wanted me to come out there and they would not let me speak in that church. Pastor would not let me come out there and speak in that church. So the Waldrops, they went to an Assembly of God church there that they knew the guy, but they weren't members of the church. But they asked him if they could have me out there and he checked me out. He said, sure, I'll have him out here. So they brought me out there and we had a few day meeting there in that Assembly of God church and had the Lord just done awesome things, you know. So, but anyway, what will it take for the world to repent? What happened in Haiti? 500,000 people. 250 to 500,000. We'll never know. I mean, you know, Pat Robertson made the statement, it's a judgment from God. And the world went crazy. You know, I mean, hey, he's right. It is a judgment of God, but, you know, I mean, the world, they don't even think like we think as Christians, especially those of us that have walked in the gifts of the Spirit like Pat Robertson. But then, of course, after we had the terrible earthquake down there in Haiti, you know, we had the terrible thing in Japan. And, you know, people say, you know, God, he would never do those kind of things to babies. There's a lot of babies died in all that. You know that? Men, women, and children. Just like that scripture Dave read a while ago. I am the one that kills. He is. You know, I have learned, there's one thing I have learned in my process of teaching the Word of God and healing, that any time anything comes upon me, the first thing I do is say, God, what did I do that doesn't make you happy? I know I have sinned. And usually you ask him and immediately he'll tell you. You don't have to think about it. He'll tell you what you've done wrong. And then it's in your ballpark. Are you going to repent and turn from your wicked ways and do what he says and walk in love? If you do, who knows? It may take a day, a week, a month. before you get well. 3 months. You know, I've had an encounter one time where I tore my leg all to pieces. It took me 3 months to get healed. You know, it was awesome, you know, what's happened. But, you know, God, if you trust him, he'll always heal you. He'll bring you through. You don't need a doctor, but I'm telling you, it takes people of great faith to trust God. You know, I mean, the average Christian can't do it. I mean, when I was an average Christian, I couldn't do it. No way. There was no way I could trust him. But for the world, what will it take for the world to repent? Well, I'm going to start today. Last week we talked in Revelations 2 and 3. Today I want us to start with Revelation 8, 2 through 13. And I want us to look at, as we talk about the trumpets we got here, I want us to see some of the things. In other words, we think about what God's doing today. I mean, the tsunami in Japan is pretty awesome. The earthquake in Haiti was pretty awesome. My son's been down there, and he thought that was awful. I mean, he was so glad to get home. I'll tell you, he was so glad to get home. Of course, I'm not even going. You know, I don't want to go down there and see all the devastation. But, you know, he wanted to go, and so he did, and he helped him. He went with some ministry and you know, over here to church in Argyle. And they went down there and stayed about 10 days. But boy, when he got back to Florida, he was glad to be back on American soil. Anyway, I don't know if he's going back anymore. I hope he doesn't, but maybe he will. I don't know. But anyway, we think about those, and then we think about what happened in California and all the devastation and the state being broke. And then, of course, the other day, you know, I heard a deal that Schwarzenegger has divorced his wife. You know, and so he was fixing. Did y'all hear that? Okay, so they were separated. So he went out to have a party with his friends and his other girlfriends. I mean, did anybody hear this besides me? You heard it, Rosemary? Okay. I thought, wow, if nobody else heard it, I must have been dreaming it, you know. So, but anyway, I mean, but whenever they say that the governor of a state of California separates from his wife, and so he gets his cigar and, you know, and his booze, and they go to have a bachelor party. You know, I don't think that's exactly pleasing to God. And we wonder why we've got the devastating things happening. We wonder why the state's broke. We wonder why they can't make nothing work out there. And then, of course, we come on to our little state here in Texas, you know, and what God burned up a couple of million acres in Texas, and 400 and something houses burned before at least our governor finally said, pray. Let's pray. And of course we did, and God answered our prayers. You know, and the news media came against Governor Perry. You know, he's crazy. You know, who would dream of praying for rain? Well, they don't know who God is, do they? They don't have a clue who's running things. But that's the world. That is the world, and the world is most of the people. There's not very many Christians left. And I really have to say there's not very many real Christians left. There's a big difference between somebody who goes to church and says they're a Christian and somebody that really knows their God. Daniel said those that really know their God will do great things. I want to know him, don't you? You want to know him? I want to know him. Well, let's see what he says is going to happen. Let's see. We've seen the judgments. In other words, what did you think the other day when you saw the pictures? I'm sure that most of you saw the pictures of all down through Alabama and Tennessee and whatever. I mean, it was just miles and miles of devastation, wasn't there? I mean, just miles and miles of it. And then I heard yesterday that they opened the floodgates on the Mississippi. First time in 40 years the floodgates have ever been opened. And then I got to thinking, you know, I was talking to Tom a while ago, and I thought, you know, God, I've been listening and reading about the Madrid Fault, which is all up and down the Mississippi Valley. And they're talking about, I forget how many hundreds of earthquakes we've had up and down there in the last couple of months. But tremendous tremors. And I thought, Lord, that's all we need. With all of that water, with the floodgates up there like they are, if you were to bring another great earthquake like that 9.0 you did in Japan up and down the Madrid Fault, especially near the top of it. Imagine this. Already there's been cities washed away, hasn't there? There's been little cities and towns been totally, completely washed away because of the Mississippi. Everything there was washed away. But just think, what if God were to bring one of those great earthquakes up there in the Madrid Fault, up close to Chicago, and all of a sudden the Great Lakes were to dump into the thing with the water that's already there? What would that do? I'll tell you what it would do. There would be a wall of water 50 miles wide, at least go all the way out to New Orleans, and there would be nothing up and down the Mississippi Valley, nothing. New Orleans would be non-existent. It would wash it away. It would be, if they thought Katrina was bad, you dump the Great Lakes through a massive earthquake on the Madrid Fault into all that with the water that's already there, and you got devastation beyond our wildest dreams. Somebody said, God would never do that. Oh, yeah, he will. That's nothing compared to what we're going to talk about today. I mean, those are minor things. You know, we think about that as being awful. I think about the 9.0 earthquake, and I watched some of that on the internet. The walls, the water coming in, just washing cars and ships and everything away and tearing everything up and killing tens of thousands of people. And who did all that? God. Really, God did. He's in control of everything. You know, and what's he trying to do? He's judging the world, trying to get our attention, to let us know we need him. I'm telling you, I'm glad I know the King. Aren't you, brother? I am glad I know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I'm glad I'm on good grounds with the King. I'm glad we're on speaking terms, and that he answers me when I talk to him. Aren't you glad? Yes, praise the Lord.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, What Will Make the World Repent? Or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.